Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Divers have now recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers who fell nearly 200 feet when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the other four are presumed dead.
Authorities in Maryland say the bodies of the two men were located inside a red pickup truck submerged in about 25 feet of water. Maryland police identified the men as Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes, 35, who was from Mexico and lived in Baltimore, and Dorleon Roniel Castillo Cabrera, 26, who was from Guatemala and lived in Dundalk, Maryland. Based on sonar scans, authorities believe that the other vehicles with victims inside are trapped under wreckage from the collapsed bridge. They believe all six of the deceased were construction workers who were fixing potholes on an overnight shift. All hailed from Mexico or Central America. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Meantime, the Port of Baltimore is closed until further notice, forcing shippers and manufacturers to figure out how to reroute cargo to other cities. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has died. He was 82 years old. From member station WNPR, Eddie Martinez has this remembrance.
Lieberman's family says he died after falling at his New York City home Wednesday. The Democrat-turned-independent served as a senator from 1989 to 2013. Senator Richard Blumenthal said Lieberman was a friend of over 50 years. Lieberman was the first Jewish American to be nominated on a major party ticket. He was the vice presidential nominee in the 2000 election with running mate Al Gore. Lieberman's funeral is Friday in Stamford, Connecticut. For NPR News, I'm Eddie Martinez in Hartford.
The three white men who killed a black jogger in Georgia 4 years ago are asking an appeals court to throw out their hate crimes conviction. The trio admits riding in a pickup truck and chasing Ahmaud Arbery as he jogged along a road where he was shot to death. The defendants say the killing was not the result of hate, but because they thought Arbery was a threat. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes have killed seven medics in an attack near the border. From Beirut, NPR's Gina Raff reports that the attack was part of a battle between Israel and Hezbollah.
Health officials say the attack overnight targeted an Islamic Medical Association facility in the border town of Hebraia in South Lebanon. Israel said it was targeting a, quote, terrorist cell. The health ministry called on the UN's World Health Organization and other bodies to help protect health facilities, which are off limits under international law. Hezbollah, in retaliation, targeted the Israeli border town of Kiryat Shemona, killing a man Israeli media identified as a Syrian worker from the Golan Heights. The UN considers the Golan Heights Israeli occupied. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. This is NPR News. Members of a board appointed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have approved a deal that ends a legal battle with Disney. The entertainment giant lost its self-governing status in Orlando as punishment for criticizing a state ban on classroom talk about gender and sexual orientation in early grades. Governor DeSantis put Disney under the control of the board he set up as punishment. Disney sued, but the case was thrown out in January and then appealed. Wednesday's agreement ends the legal saga. In Minnesota, a court has ordered the MyPillow company to vacate a warehouse that the owner was leasing in suburban Minneapolis. Founder Mike Lindahl calls it a formality since his firm had already vacated the site. Lindahl has faced a string of money problems after being dropped by several national retailers. He still faces defamation lawsuits over his allegations that two voting machine companies helped rig the 2020 election in favor of Joe Biden. No one has come forward to claim the $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. The winning ticket was sold at a store in New Jersey. This retailer says it's impossible to figure out who bought that ticket.
I was very happy that I was able to sell a ticket in my hometown. So that was amazing. Congratulations to whoever the person is.
Tuesday's drawing produced the first Mega Millions jackpot winner since December 8th of last year. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. The Dow added 477 points. The Nasdaq rose 83 points. And the S&P 500 was up 83. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing? Visit your local REI co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.